You might think you know a lot about your federal retirement plans and how you're going to handle things and how you're going to do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself and your family. Today's quiz may prove that or it may disprove that. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. Tammy, it's always great to have you on the program. Now, I have been told, I have not seen this for myself because I want to be fair, but I have been told that you have a retirement quiz for people to take in your latest column for Government Executive, and we will, of course, link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But, Tammy, I want you to take me through this quiz.
I hear the game show music.
That's right. Give it your best shot. I want you to bring it on and let me see if I can answer some of these questions and see how much I know.
Okay, Francis. I think you'll do good with probably at least half of them. Half of them might be a little bit too federal for you, but we'll see. You've been dealing with federal employees a long time, so I think you'll do fine.
All right. Let's make it rain, Tammy.
Okay. The first one is a true or false question.
Okay.
There is no minimum age to make contributions to an individual retirement arrangement or an IRA.
I will say true on that one.
You are correct. You got it right.
You can be
a child and make contributions.
Terrific. All right, that's one for me.
One for one.
Okay.
Number two.
All right.
This is going to be a multiple choice.
Okay.
A through G, actually.
Oh, geez.
So listen carefully. Right.
Can I write them down while you're giving them to me? The G is, that's what? That's like eight.
You won't have to. You'll see.
Okay,
here we go.
All right.
Which of these is a type of retirement savings plan? And here are your choices.
Okay.
A, an IRA. B, a 401k.
Uh-huh.
C, the TSP. D, a 403B. E, an SEP. F, MyRA. Or G, all of the above.
I don't know what an SEP is, but all the rest of them sound like they are. They all sound like they're, can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. Which of these are a type of retirement savings plan?
They all sound like that, except I don't know what the SEP is, so I'm going to say G, all of the above.
Good guess.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the SEP is a self-employed pension plan.
Oh, okay.
If you're self-employed, you can save for your retirement as like anybody else.
All right, terrific. Okay, number three.
Number three, you got three choices, A, B, or C.
Okay.
The word vested relative to a particular retirement benefit means A, it belongs to you. You have the full and legal right to this benefit. B, you are not entitled to this benefit yet. Or C, it is a sleeveless layer of your retirement plan.
If I wanted to really be goofy, I would say C, but I'm going to go with A.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are doing great. I knew you would.
I'm smarter than I thought I was.
That's right. Smarter than a fifth grader.
Well.
All right, here we go. Number four.
Yes.
This is an A or B. It's true or false.
Okay.
Okay, the money you contribute to the Thrift Savings Plan, along with the matching government contributions, is immediately vested. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false because I'm not even sure why I'm going to say that's false, but...
Well, a lot of people would agree with you, but it's actually true. The money that you contribute...
One out of four,
that's not bad.
Well, yeah. All right, so number five.
Number five, true or false? No, A or B, I'm sorry, A or B.
Okay.
Okay, what is the minimum number of years of service required to qualify for a federal retirement benefit? Is it A, 3 years, or B, 5 years?
B, 5 years.
Exactly right.
Excellent. So I'm 4 for 5 so far, right?
Very good. Yeah, okay. You're doing great.
All right.
Number six, true or false? An annuity is a term used to describe a fixed income stream paid over a specific period of time, usually for the life of an individual.
I'm going to say false on that one.
Nope, that one's true.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Annuity is a life insurance term, and we use it to describe benefits that are paid over the life of an individual.
Okay.
Number seven.
Yes.
True or false?
That's true. This is question number seven.
You ready?
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask you yet.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant it's true or false is this question number seven, and that's true.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
Sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
All right. Number seven. A pension is a fixed sum paid following retirement, generally for the life of an individual.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Almost the same as an annuity.
All right, beautiful.
Number 8, it is accurate to refer to the federal retirement benefit as an annuity or a pension benefit.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yep. It would be accurate to refer to the federal retirement benefit, like civil service or FERS, as an annuity or a pension benefit, either or. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
Nope, it's true.
Oh, dang it.
But it's a common misconception. A lot of people wonder, you know, what it's really called. You refer to it as any of the above. Even OPM does. Okay, number 9.
Okay.
2 to go. Who's keeping score?
I am keeping score. I've got 6 correct. No. Well, I've got 5 correct answers so far.
We'll give you 5.5. Okay.
Wow. You're grading on a curve, obviously.
Yep. This is another true or false.
Okay.
If you resign from federal service before meeting the age requirement for an immediate retirement, but you at least have a minimum of 5 years of federal service, you may be entitled to a deferred annuity.
Oh, wow.
That's technical.
That's very technical, and I don't have any idea, so I'm going to guess that's false.
Well, you would guess wrong. It's true.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, so somebody who only stays 5 years in federal service, even if they're not old enough, they can still apply later for their retirement.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Number 10.
This is it.
One.
This is my last shot. You realize if I don't get this right, then I've only gotten half of these right, and that's kind of embarrassing.
Well, you're not a federal employee, so we'll give you a break.
Well, I need this
one. Give you a handicap.
But I need this one to get a D.
That's right.
To get 60% of them.
To at least pass.
Yeah.
Here we go. This one is a general question that anybody should be able to answer.
Oh, boy.
So this, the pressure is on.
Thanks for that setup, Tammy.
True or false?
Yes.
Social Security benefits provide a lower replacement of income for those earning lower wages and a higher replacement of income for those earning higher wages.
I believe that's true, isn't it?
It was a little bit of a trick question. You want to hear it again?
You put the pressure on, then you give me a trick question, Tammy.
I know. Well, yeah,
you're playing dirty, I think. Okay. Give me the question again, then.
Okay. Social Security benefits provide a lower replacement of income for those earning low wages and a higher replacement of income for those earning higher wages. It's actually the opposite. It's a low replacement for high wage earners and a high replacement of income for low wage earners. It's tilted to provide more to those who aren't able to save for their retirement. It's a social insurance system.
So I got that one wrong, and that means that I finish with a very sad 5 out of 10.
Well, we'll try again another time, Francis. You have to study, and maybe the next time you'll do better.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, that I'll study, and then you'll come on and give me the questions again, and I'll do even worse.
Maybe we just need to get you a federal job, right?
Well,
you have time to moonlight?
This is not the time to ask that question, Tammy. When you talk about these issues with people, when you go out to the seminars and stuff, which of those are the ones that the people that you talk to are the least clear on?
Well, the reason why I picked these questions, the reason why I came up with them is because when I do speak to especially newer employees and mid-career employees, they are very confused about some of the terminology that we use in the retirement world when it refers to both their thrift savings plan and their retirement benefit. Some employees think they're one and the same. They don't realize they have a separate retirement benefit from their thrift savings plan. So I really strive to, you know, make it simple and help them understand that there's different components to their retirement and how each one of them works a little bit differently. You know, some of them provide a stream of income for life. Some of them, it's a lump sum of money like your thrift savings plan that you have to make use of after you retire. So each one serves a different purpose.
Why do you think that folks are not as aware of some of these things? Is it an issue that maybe some agencies do a better job of explaining the benefits to their employees than others do? Or is it more on the people themselves that some folks just don't pay as much attention as they should?
No, I just think it's overwhelming. I think when a new employee comes into federal service, if they get an orientation at all, it's going to be very overwhelming because they're faced with filling out paperwork by the yard on everything from their benefits to their employment to their security clearance and you name it. So it's just a lot of information that comes at them all at once. And generally their retirement briefing might last an hour, maybe two. And it's really something that's going to take much longer to really sink in and to explain thoroughly. So I always like it when I get a chance to talk to employees who have been on the job for maybe 5 years now, and now they can sit back and really absorb some of this information that's really important to their future.
It's a terrific quiz, Tammy, and I guess I proved that I didn't look at it ahead of time, right?
We'll give you a new employee orientation next week.
I could use. That would be very helpful. And we'll link to your quiz at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Tammy, thanks very much for being on, as always.
Thanks, Francis.